Dreamscape presents A Song of Ash and Moonlight by Claire Legrand, narrated by Evelyn Rose. Prologue. Farron opened her eyes to a strange world full of smoke. She didn't recognize the walls around her or the ceiling above her, and she didn't understand why the air was so choked and bitter. For a moment, she lay frozen in her cocoon of quilts. Yes, these were quilts around her, the ones from her bed, one white with tiny green leaves, one a soft grey like morning in winter, both decorated with her mother's embroidery. And she thought to herself, as she always did when waking from a nightmare, "My name is Farron Ashbourne. I am 11 years old. I am safe at home at Ivy Hill. My sisters are Mara and Gemma. My parents are Gideon and Philippa. My name is Farron Ashbourne." She pressed a finger to her thigh with each name. Farron, Mara, Gemma, Gideon, Philippa. 5 names, 5 fingers. The familiar recitation cleared her mind. Rooted once again in the waking world, she was finally able to understand that she was not in her bedroom, but in her music room on the second floor, lying underneath the piano in a nest of pillows. The room had been hers since she could remember, and she loved it with every ounce of her being. It boasted soaring ceilings and little stone birds that perched on the ivied rafters and huge windows of rippled glass. She liked to push those open on pleasant days and imagine her music drifting across the grounds to greet the earth, the flowers, the tenant farmers in their tidy fields. Long curtains flanked each window, creamy, delicate, fluttery in breezes, and all along the far side of the room, organized neatly on gleaming mahogany shelves, were her collections of sheet music and composer biographies, and treatises on bowing technique. And near the windows, on a fancy little pedestal, was a tasseled velvet bed for her kitten, Osmond. In the middle of the night, Farron often left her bedroom to creep up to the second floor and make a nest under.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?